Houthi militants,
Hamas,
a reconstituted Al-Qaeda or ISIS,
Russian and Iranian arms trade,
North Korea,
China.
This is geopolitical whack-a-mole.
With so much to talk about, there's a lot that fires you up.
Now,
time to air it out. What's bugging you? Call now. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Oh, happy day. Let's make the best of it. It's Thursday. And you're listening to The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. It is 7:20, time now for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest, whatever it is. And it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Please don't be one of those. 877-975-9825. And lines are wide open, so call in now, please. Good morning, Justin. What's bugging you?
Good morning, fellas. There's a lot bugging me, but I'm going to try to keep it short for you. At the debate, one of the most critically things said was not even mentioned too often, and it was the fact that Kamala Harris said, nobody likes you, Trump, and your campaign. And Trump said, yeah, I had to fire them. They weren't doing their jobs, something that your administration won't do. And I just think they need to really, really highlight the millions of dollars that the Democrat Party has wasted of the American taxpayer on hoaxes and false allegations, and no one has been held accountable. Even when Trump got shot, nothing is being done with these people, brother. I appreciate it. Y'all got have a good day.
No, that's a great bugging. You're right. There is really simply no accountability on every level, whether it's lies being told or, you know, the weaponization of the judicial system. You're right. Let's go to Eric. What's bugging you?
All these fake debates they keep doing where it's just a setup. You know what they ought to do? They ought to, like on that Charlottesville thing, they should have had the clip of that full context of what he said about the neo-Nazis and the white supremacists. They should be totally condemned. They need to have a debate where they play that full clip and then ask her to explain herself. Ooh. Why did she lie? That's the kind of stuff they need to do, is have this real-time fact check. Let's play some video. They should have had video. If Fox does a debate, they should have video of her saying gun ban and assault rifle ban over and over and over and over.
And banning fracking, for instance.
Right.
I like what you're saying.
I
and technologically, there's really no reason why it can't be done in some form or fashion.
No, they can do it.
I like what you're saying there. Mm-hmm. That would make sense. Well, that's probably why it won't happen.
Well, yeah, probably.
Nostradamus, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. What's bugging me is that people keep saying that Kamala won that debate. Well, Trump hit all the points. And, you know, if Trump wouldn't have brought up the fact that we're so close to nuclear war right now, it never would have came up. You know, one of the most important things going on right now is this global war. And they wouldn't have brought it up. And Kamala, when Trump told her that she was a Marxist and her dad was a Marxist, she never denied it.
Right.
She laughed about the Ukraine war. And all they said was, they asked Trump, do you want us to win? Do you want Ukraine to win the war? Meaning us, you know, NATO.
Right, right. He's put them in a no-win situation.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew it, and that's exactly why they did it and how they did it. In the end, though, do you really care, whoever the pundits are, whether they're on the left or the right, of who won? Remember, the bar was set very, very low by the expectations of Kamala. The bar is set pretty high for the expectations of Trump. So when she exceeded expectations and he, you know, didn't perform poorly, but maybe slightly under what most thought he was capable of and how he could have answered some things. Easy for us to play Monday morning quarterback, but she came out of it with some advantage. And you also have to keep in mind, the audience that they're trying to capture is not, you know, partisans on either side. It's the undecided people, the low information voters. And in that, you have to give her some credit, although hopefully people will begin to educate themselves beyond, you know, the lefty news. Good morning, Troy. What's bugging you?
Morning, Bob and Greg. My ex-girlfriend is due in court today to accept a plea for a 9-month rehab stay for her third DUI. And I don't think that the court system in Alachua County is doing a service to the public or to her. by allowing this to happen. It bugs me on so many levels.
Yeah, well, it's a terrible disease, and I don't know what else to add because I don't know the intricacies of all of it. But that's one of the reasons why we have this, so you can air it out and get it off your chest. Mark, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is I was listening to the Sunday shows on YouTube the other day, and I was listening to Megyn Kelly interview Larry Elder. And Larry Elder is just so smart and intelligent. What's bugging me is that I don't yet see a position for him within the Trump administration. I truly hope that Trump will bring him in some capacity. He is just way too smart, and what's bugging me is that he lost to Gavin Newsom as California governor. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, look, there's a lot of great people for Trump to pick from, and he knows the lay of the land much better now, so hopefully he'll utilize some of these very, very bright folks. Good morning, Jeff. What's bugging you?
It's actually Jim, but good morning.
Sorry, Jim. Go ahead.
All right. No, thank you. So thanks for the opportunity to talk. So here, just let me preface to say that I am absolutely a Trump supporter. However, let me just say this. It was disgraceful what happened in that debate. This gentleman is far more intelligent than what he displayed. Our country and our freedom is on the line. And it's on his back to be able to carry this forward. And if he can't do a better job than that, you know, he's responsible. And he has the opportunity. He has the wherewithal financially, everything. He has the availability to all the resources to be able to prep him, to educate him. It's time to quit playing games and quit saying the same old thing and make some sense when he's talking publicly. That's all I'm saying. Thank you.
You could let's call Trump a natural. Let's call him a natural. He's a showman. He was successful when he did a TV show, even though he had no prior experience there. Successful in business, okay? And then successful in politics. So he is what you would call a natural, okay? The problem with a natural is they don't necessarily see the need for getting better.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I always harken back to this. Even the great ones like Michael Jordan still need a coach. Still need a coach. The mm-hmm. best still need some guidance, still need some coaching, need some outside voice that's not just a yes man or woman that is going to say, we can improve on this. And I know that he's wise enough to at least have some people around him that aren't going to agree with everything and will have the moxie and the courage to stand up and say, hey, we can do better. Let's do better. But at the end of the day, how difficult of a task is it to try to win over low-information voters that have basically been brainwashed? Because if you're not supporting Trump by now, you just don't get it.
No.
You know what I mean? I mean, you just don't. How hard is it to like dig up these people to go, well, I'm not sure who I'm going to vote for. Like, really? Really? 7:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And coming up, oh, wait, it gets better. Trump is the Antichrist.
Excuse me?
A real story.
Yeah.
I mean, let me share the story with you next. That's where the lefties are.
Oh.
Yeah, it is coming up. Right here on 97.3 The Sky.
Here's what's trending on The Sky.
Hunter Biden showed up to federal court.
Changing his plea. Guilty.
The news that's trending.
The Russian government.
We would greatly appreciate it if Mr. Putin would A, stop talking about our election, and B, stop interfering.
The news that's now.
My plan will rapidly defeat inflation.
Part of my plan is we will expand the tax deduction.
Georgia high school shooter was on the FBI watch list.
Now more news.
Updates every half hour.
Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.